From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Foster. World leaders are being joined by hundreds of veterans in northern France to mark the 70th anniversary of the D-Day landings. Heads of state attended commemorations at Oustram, one of five beaches landed on by Allied troops in 1944. Britain's Queen Elizabeth II traveled to France for the event, as did U.S. President Barack Obama and Russian President Vladimir Putin. 7 years ago, the BBC announced what would become World War II's major breakthrough.
Under the command of General Eisenhower, Allied naval forces, supported by strong air forces, began landing Allied armies this morning on the northern coast of France.
On the sidelines of the memorial events, Russian President Vladimir Putin met with Ukraine's new leader, Petro Poroshenko, for the first time since his election. The two also met with German Chancellor Angela Merkel in Paris in an effort to urge a peaceful solution to violence in East Ukraine and tensions with Moscow. Europe correspondent Sandra Gatman reports.
It was a rare window of opportunity for diplomacy. With world leaders in France commemorating 70 years since the D-Day landings of World War II, Russian President Putin and Ukraine's new president, Petro Poroshenko, crossed paths for the first time since Russia annexed the Crimea region in southern Ukraine, prompting a tit-for-tat of targeted sanctions between Moscow and the United States, as well as the European Union. The two were joined by German Chancellor Angela Merkel, but no photographs taken at the scene so far have emerged showing the two shook hands. This week in Brussels, world leaders at G7 talks urged Russia to acknowledge Ukraine's new leadership and stop the flow of arms to separatists, or Moscow would face tougher economic sanctions.
The U.S. State Department has condemned the assassination attempt on Afghanistani presidential candidate Abdullah Abdullah. The suicide bomb attack left 6 people dead and 22 injured, although Mr. Abdullah escaped unharmed. A second round of voting is scheduled for June 14th. State Department spokesperson Marie Harf said the Afghans are responsible for providing security for their elections. She also said the U.S. still believes it is safe for voting to proceed next week.
We know Afghanistan is still a dangerous place. We've been clear about that. But we saw in the first round, and certainly expect in the second round, the Afghan security forces step up and provide security for their own elections.
U.S. employers added over 200,000 jobs in May for the fourth straight month of solid gains. The numbers are a positive sign for a continued recovery after the winter slowdown. Ira Spitzer reports from New York.
With the latest jobs report, the U.S. economy has now regained the more than 8 million jobs lost during the economic downturn that began in 2007. The unemployment rate held steady at 6.3%, near its 6-year low. Business services, healthcare, and bars and restaurants were the leading drivers of job creation. Wages were up just slightly for the month, however, and have only increased 2% in the past year. That trend could potentially slow down future growth in consumer spending. All the major U.S. stock indexes turned positive after the report.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. The suspect in the shooting deaths of 3 Canadian police officers is now under arrest. The city of Moncton, New Brunswick, had been under lockdown while a massive manhunt took place for 24-year-old Justin Burke. Officials report he was apprehended near midnight local time without incident. Burke is accused of killing 3 and injuring 2 members of the Royal Canadian Mounted Police. Commanding Officer Roger Brown says the RCPM is mourning for their comrades.
The RCMP family is hurting. Greater Moncton is hurting, as is New Brunswick, as is our country.
The U.S. State Department says it is aware that a third American has been detained in North Korea. The official Korean Central News Agency says Jeffrey Edward Fowle has been detained and is being investigated for violating North Korean laws. Our Washington correspondent Priscilla Huff reports.
The U.S. State Department says their top priority is the safety of Americans abroad, but they've also warned Americans to not travel to North Korea. According to that country's official news agency, Jeffrey Edward Fowle has perpetrated activities that violated their laws and taken actions which do not fit his claim of being a tourist. He's the third American detained by Pyongyang. Kenneth Bay is serving 15 years hard labor for supposedly trying to proselytize Christianity. In April, Matthew Todd Miller alleged tore up his visa at the airport and demanded asylum. The regime of Kim Jong-un has twice canceled meetings with American envoys to discuss the detentions.
And that's the latest from Feature Story News. Rebecca Foster reporting.